Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome back to the Space News Pod, your daily source of space-related news and information. I'm your host, Will Weldon, and today we're going to be talking about Mars rovers, China's first Mars rover, the Zhurong, and recently NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter released imagery showing that the rover has not moved since September of 2022. This news is raising questions about the current status of the rover and its mission. So Zhurong went into hibernation on May 18th, 2022 to survive Mars's harsh winter. And this period is characterized by seasonal sandstorms and freezing temperatures, reaching as low as minus 190 degrees Fahrenheit. It was expected to wake up around December when weather conditions improved. And then the northern hemisphere of Mars would enter springtime. However, images taken by NASA's orbiter showed that the rover remained stationary between September 8th and February 7th of 2023. The orbital images revealed that the rover was covered in sand and dust, which hurt its ability to transform sunlight into electric panels or into electricity through its solar panels. So Yi Zhu, an associate professor at the Space Science Institute and Macau University of Science and Technology, said that's the case. Now, let's take a quick little history lesson about this rover. China began its first interplanetary exploration attempt in 2011 by sending a Yingyu-1, a Mars orbiter, in joint mission with Russia. It didn't leave Earth orbit due to a failure of the Russian launch vehicle. And as a result, the CNSA then embarked on its own independent mission to Mars. The first early model of the future Mars rover was on display in November of 2014 at the 10th China International Aviation and Aerospace Exhibition. It had an appearance similar to the U2 lunar rover, which had deployed on the moon. And on April 22nd of 2016, Zhu, head of the CNSA, announced that the Mars mission had been approved on 11th of January 2016. A probe would be sent to Martian orbit in an attempt to land on Mars in 2020. And on August 23rd, 2016, CNSA revealed the first images of the final version of the Mars mission spacecraft, which confirmed that the composition of a Mars orbiter, lander, and rover all in one mission. So the scientific objectives and payload of the Mars mission were declared in a paper published in Journal of Deep Space Exploration in December of 2017. And on April 24th, 2020, China's interplanetary exploration program was formally announced by CNSA along with the new Tianwen and an emblem of the program. The first mission of the program, the Mars mission to be carried out in 2020, was named Tianwen-1. And on August 24th, 2021, in anticipation of the upcoming landing attempt, CNSA formally announced that the rover would be called Zhurong. Now, there's a test rover as well, and the design and testing of this rover and simulating conditions at Utopia Planitia, the CNSA, kept a testbed rover in a Mars yard at the China Academy of Space Technology in Beijing. And the field test rover, the FTR, was made 2 years before the actual rover was built, and some of the FTR components were actually used in the vehicle flown to Mars. So they recycled these parts, and the FTR completed thousands of tests on the ground before the start of this mission, gathering data for the upcoming Mars rover, and the twin remained in service to help scientists and engineer determine the path for the Zhurong by testing maneuvers in the Mars yard on Earth for the Mars rover on Mars. So NASA took these images from the orbiter And the orbiter showed that the rover was covered in dust and sand, and it seemed like its solar panels, weren't working properly. No sunlight was getting in to produce electricity. Now, Zhurong's solar panels were designed like butterfly wings to allow for dust to be blown away. And it should have been an easy task, right? But the rover also has a mechanism that can flip its panels to remove accumulated debris. But this requires the rover to be active and have power. And when the battery is fully charged and the temperature increases, the rover's instruments may operate again. But it's a possibility that may not happen. And the China National Space Administration has not released any information on the status of this rover. Even as it celebrated the second anniversary of its Mars mission, Tianwen-1, in orbit last month. And Zhurong was designed to actually resume operation when its energy level hits over 140 watts and its battery's temperature rises above minus 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And China's scientists have been waiting for the signal from the rover. And sandstorms have hampered its ability to generate power with its solar panels, and it continues to blow sand and dust on the rover. So we don't know if this thing is going to come back. We don't know if it's ever going to move again. We don't know if the solar panels can actually be moved because there's no data coming out of China about what kind of power this rover has right now. Now, Zhurong landed on Mars in 2021 in May, and it made China the first country after the U.S. to successfully deploy a vehicle on the Martian surface. And it's supposed to have a lifespan of 90 days, and it considered that it has fulfilled the mission since then. And one of its primary objectives was to search for evidence of water on Mars. And the rover had sent back 1,480 gigabytes of raw data by September, according to Chinese state outlets. And this data supports the hypothesis that an ancient ocean once existed on Utopia Planitia, the plain on the planet's northern hemisphere where the rover landed. Now, Zhurong's other mission objectives included investigating the surface composition, regolith characteristics, and water ice distribution on the planet. And Yi and the team observed shallow impact craters and slope structures on the martensite layer of Mars. That has always been a hard word for me, which helped them understand the geological history of the planet's northern plains.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, this is not the first time that Zhurong has gone quiet. In October of 2021, it lost contact with Earth for a month during a solar conjunction that jammed communication signals. And despite this, Chinese scientists expressed confidence in the rover's design and capabilities. So that's all for now on the current status of China's first Mars rover. And we'll keep you updated as news becomes available and more information is let out by the Chinese government and the CSNA. So don't forget to tune in for more space-related news and information on the Space News Pod in the future by subscribing on whatever platform that you're on right now. I greatly appreciate all of your support. We're growing. So thank you so much for that. And also thank you to StarshipShirts.com for being a partner of this podcast for very long. So if you could take a second and check out the merch, for space-related things, SpaceX, NASA, spaceflight, go check it out, starshipshirts.com. Thanks, everybody. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you next time.